जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे।
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
So reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 13. Text number 18. Itya pitaya yato nasa.
Itya pitaya yato nasa.
Vivarat sahasannaga.
Vivarat sahasannaga.
Paraha toko niragat. Angusta parimanaka.
Angusta parimanaka.
Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O sinless Vidura, all of a sudden, while Brahma was engaged in thinking, a small form of a boar came out of his nostril. The measurement of the creature was not more than the upper portion of a thumb. So because this is Varahavatara's appearance day, we're going to be reading a description of the appearance and why he appeared. So this particular chapter is entitled The Appearance of Lord Varaha. And The narration is being spoken between Maitreya Rishi and Vidura, because Vidura wants to know more about the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in different millenniums. So this took place long, long time ago. And of course, the reason that Varavatar appeared was to dispatch Hiranyaksha, who was the younger brother of Hiranyakashipu. And this action actually took place before the appearance of Hiranyakashipu. So you could ask, well, why is it that Hiranyaksha is considered the younger brother? And I always wondered this, and I read it actually this morning. Let me just see if I can find the verse. But there's a very nice description. This is in the also third canto, but it's in chapter 19. And it's described that within the womb of Diti, she gave birth to twins. Of course, they were not ordinary twins. They were actually the fallen gatekeepers of Vaikuntha, Jaya and Vijaya. And they had been banished out of Vaikuntha because of offending the four Kumaras. Because when these four Kumaras came, the sons of Lord Brahma, who were already eternally fixed on the transcendental platform, they appeared as naked young boys, about Akachakra's age, or maybe a little bit younger than that, about the same height, at least. And they were totally naked. So just like if Akachakra came into this room totally naked, there would be some concern. Well, you know, you're not allowed to appear before the deities naked. You have to go and put some clothes on. So in the same way, these little boys appeared, like impertinent little boys, appearing at the gateway of Vaikuntha, totally naked. So Jain Vijay took offense at this, and they stopped them. They said, halt, you cannot go there. Of course, those of us who have been around for some years, we used to put a play on about this too, especially in the days of Chaitanya College. It was a very funny play. And anyway, so the... Jain Vijay committed an apparat because they were pure devotees on the transcendental platform, beyond the bodily concept. So when the Lord of Vaikuntha, Lord Vishnu, heard that his pure devotees had been stopped from entering his kingdom, he wanted a reason. He wanted to know, why is it, why have these gatekeepers committed this offense? And they began to realize that they had committed a major offense. And so Lord Vishnu, he said, all right, you can either be born seven times as my devotee within the material world, or three times as my enemy, as demons. So Jain Vijay, anxious to get back into Vaikuntha, decided, well, we'll take that option, the non-devotee option, because that's only three births. But of course, this was the Lord's way of sporting with his devotees, because the Lord also likes action, just like we like action, generally speaking, because we're pretty much, you know, most of the time functioning in Rajaguna and passion. We like something that's going on, some controversy, or, I mean, that's the reason why action films are so popular. That's why big tournaments, especially big fights, if there's a big name like Mike Tyson, then everybody wants to know, wow, this is going to be a big fight, there's going to be some heavy blows, and because that's our nature. We've got this passionate nature to see some kind of exciting activity. So the Lord, naturally, he also likes to engage in sporting activities. Of course, his sporting activities are on a completely different level from ours. And also, the way he appears is also quite extraordinary. Just like we've read this first, this verse on the board, that all of a sudden, while Brahma was engaged in thinking, a small form of a boar came out of his nostril. The measurement of the creature was not more than the upper portion of a thumb, which is this tiny, this was a tiny, tiny little form that came out of the nostril of Lord Brahma. So let's go on a little bit more of the description. O descendant of Bharata, while Brahma was observing him, that boar became situated in the sky in a wonderful manifestation, as gigantic as a great elephant. So very quickly, this tiny little thumb-sized boar became as big as an elephant. Struck with wonder at observing the wonderful boar-like form in the sky, Brahma, with great brahmanas like Marichi, as well as the Kumaras and Manu, began to argue in various ways. So the Kumaras were also present at the time when Varaha makes his appearance. Is this some extraordinary entity come in the pretense of a boar? It is very wonderful that he has come from my nose. You usually wonder if some blood comes from our nose. That kind of makes us wonder, well, what's going on with my... But this, a little boar has come out, and it's become huge. I don't think anyone has experienced such a... such a form. First of all, this boar was seen no bigger than the tip of a thumb, and within a moment he was as large as a stone. My mind is perturbed. Is he the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu? Purport. Since Brahma is the supermost person in the universe, and he had never before experienced such a form, he could guess that the wonderful appearance of the boar was an incarnation of Vishnu. The uncommon features symptomatic of the incarnation of Godhead can bewilder even the mind of Brahma. Because usually only snot comes out of our nose, nothing transcendental like a boar. But Brahma was perplexed. Although he was actually somewhere or another the source of this form, he was perplexed. While Brahma was deliberating with his sons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu roared tumultuously like a great mountain. Purport. It appears that great hills and mountains also have their roaring power because they are also living entities. Has anyone heard a mountain roar? It must be an amazing sound. I mean, we know the sound of a lion. Who's heard the roar of a lion? You've heard? That's very frightening, especially at close quarters. Tigers also roar, and elephants roar. But can you imagine mountains roaring? Not just hills, but mountains, as big as Mount Meru, gigantic mountains. So they're also living entities. In fact, in the previous yuga, mountains used to also have wings. They possessed wings and they could fly. They could move. Not very far, but they could move. They could actually sprout wings and fly. And they can also roar, just as we're hearing here. The volume of the sound vibrated is in proportion to the size of the material body. So just like a little baby, the first thing a baby does when the baby is born is roar, but that roar is like a little cry, it's a little whimper. But it's still quite loud enough to cause the ears to hear that sound. And depending on your consciousness, it's a very pleasing sound or it can be a very disturbing sound. Depends on the time of the day also. So this sound of Varaha's roaring was simultaneously very pleasing to the devotees and very disturbing to the non-devotees. And the sound was in proportion according to the size of the body. While Brahma was guessing about the appearance of the Lord's incarnation as a boar, the Lord confirmed Brahma's contemplation by roaring with his gorgeous voice. So here we have a nice description. It's a gorgeous voice. It's not a terrifying voice. Lord Brahma heard it as a gorgeous voice. Of course, when we hear pigs, especially when you go to Vrindavan, that sound is not a gorgeous sound. I don't think anyone is attracted to the sound of the squealing of pigs. are the roaring of the pigs. Well, they shouldn't be. That would be not very good for your devotional service to get attached to the pigs of Vrindavan. But you can feed them prasadam. You can, you know, when you're finished with your, you know, your khichdi or your sabji, then you can throw out your plate and the pigs will come and eat. And that's how they make their advancement. The omnipotent Supreme Personality of Godhead enlivened Brahma and the other highly elevated Brahmanas by again roaring with his uncommon voice, which echoed in all directions. So here the sound, he's not just roaring once, he's roaring several times, because he wants to pacify his devotees. But don't worry, I'm on your side. I'll take care of this rascal. And we'll also read a description of Hiranyaksha, who is also a very uncommon personality. Purport. Brahma and the other enlightened Brahmanas who know the Supreme Personality of Godhead are enlivened by the appearance of the Lord in any of his multi-incarnations. The appearance of the wonderful and gigantic incarnation of Vishnu as the mountain-like boar did not fill them with any kind of fear, although the Lord's resounding voice was tumultuous and echoed horribly in all directions as an open threat to all demons who might challenge his omnipotency. When the great sages and thinkers who are residents of Janaloka, Tapaloka, and Satyaloka heard the tumultuous voice of Lord Bor, which was the all-auspicious sound of the all-merciful Lord, they chanted auspicious chants from the three Vedas. So, just like devotees, when they're in any fearful situation, they should chant. What should they chant? Sharanagati, what should devotees chant when in a fearful situation? Help police? What should they chant? Huh? Nisringadev. That's also very nice. You can call it Nisringadev thing. Gora?
Hare Krishna.
Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. But also, Jai Nisringadev Ki Jai, that's also good too. You can chant. Or Varaha Avatar Ki Jai, that you can also chant. That's another little chant you can practice. Because Varaha Avatar, he's just as potent as Lord Nisringadev. It's a bit unusual, because generally speaking, we don't think of Varaha Avatar in times of trouble.